And a gadol story. So technically, Shulchan Aruch writes, in terms of checking your tefillin, you don't have to check your tefillin because there's a chazakah that they're kosher, as long as they're originally kosher, as long as you're constantly using them. But if they were left out in the sun, or left out in the rain, or they were out of use for some reason for a long period of time, then it's kedai to check your tefillin. Although some recommend, anyway, I think Rav Adi Yosef suggests twice every 7 years is a good recommendation once in a while to check your tefillin. And after the following story, you'll understand why it's an especially good idea. So in 1991, there was a man from Brooklyn, his name's escaping me, but you can look it up on the YouTube video online. And he had a heart attack, and I heard this story from him. And he was in the hospital, and they had to check his blood. They revived him, and there was all these huge blood clots. So this happened on Saturday night. So thank God they were able to save him, but he was still stuck in the hospital, and they kept trying to switch his blood, and there kept being these blood clots, and they had no explanation, and they didn't know what to do. So that Sunday morning, his wife went to the Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and they used to give out dollars by the Rebbe, and you would get a bracha from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So they actually have it recorded. His wife goes and asks for a dollar. The Rebbe looks at her, and he says, my husband's sick. He says, you should have your tefillin checked. You should have your tefillin checked. So the woman says, okay. They go home, and they bring the tefillin to the sofer. That night, there's still all sorts of blood problems. The plan is, I think it's supposed to be on Tuesday morning, they're going to have a complete oil change, take all of his blood out, put totally new blood out in an emergency, the only chance he has to live. So it's a really desperate situation. So at midnight, I believe Monday night, the Lubavitcher Rebbe's helper, Rav Groner, calls this woman and says, did you check the tefillin? And she says, it's not back yet. She says, make sure you check the tefillin. So like, they rush the tefillin to the front of the line. A half hour later, the tefillin checker guy says, everything's kosher. There was just one little problem on the levavecha, on the word levavecha in the tefillin, the tag, it was messed up a little bit. I fixed it, no problem. The next day, they go into the hospital to switch all the blood. The doctors don't understand. All his blood's totally fine. No need to switch any of the blood. It was a complete mitzvah. He was completely healthy, and it was all good. Gevav. So it's a good idea to check your tefillin every once in a while, and we should all be connected to tzaddikim. Bezat Hashem.